Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Every church is about two things in particular. Many, many things create the church: the beauty, the people, the music, everything is wonderful. But the two things that are at the heart of every church are presence and sacrifice. Today we celebrate the feast of the dedication of the Basilica of St. John Lateran, the Pope's church, in a sense. We celebrate this as this kind of the church of the Catholic Church, in a lot of ways, the seat of the Pope. And we celebrate just the fact that we have these two things, the presence of Christ and the sacrifice of Christ. Back in the Old Testament, the temple was the place the Jews would gather to go and be before the presence of God. And it was the place they would go to sacrifice to the living God. Since the fulfillment of the Old Testament, we now have Christ, who said his body is the new temple. His body is the presence of God. His body is the sacrifice we offer at every Mass. And now in every church, we have in the tabernacle the presence of the living God in Jesus Christ himself, and also the place of sacrifice on the altar. And it doesn't stop there. In our own hearts, as St. Paul says, "Do you not know that you are a temple of God, and the Spirit lives within you?" In each of us, we are each a church. We are each a temple of God, where God himself dwells, and also a place we are called to offer sacrifice. What does that look like? We take time for prayer each day. Our relationship with God, we have time set aside for prayer, 50 minutes here, a couple minutes there, sure. But the day-in, day-out relationship with the Lord, as we're just walking through our day, living in his presence and offering him sacrifice is what it is just to walk with the Lord through our lives. It's not complicated, but it's something we just forget, like microphones. Just the simple, the Lord is in me, the Lord is present, and I can offer him sacrifices of the little fasts, the little words of praise, the little words of prayer, the little acts of charity. It is not complex, it's just a relationship we have to constantly remember and come back to. Let us ask the Lord for the grace to be a church, the grace to be the temple of God, to simply be with him, and to offer him sacrifices, these little things of charity, every moment of our day.